Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/talkover or follow the Talk Over podcast page on Spotify.
1 hour sets versus all night sets.
It's a war on the podcast
today. Are you a Usain Bolt or are you a Mo Farah?
Do you bust quick or do you go for the long run? Do you straight in the deep end?
Do you splurge early or you guan all night?
Exactly. Do you know what?
Splurge is a horrible word.
Allow it. 1 hour sets versus all night sets, man. I've got arguments for both, to be fair, but I prefer all night sets.
Yeah.
I like to be in control of my dance floor. Like an hour. Well, I think we touched on this briefly in one of the other podcasts. Like an hour, you can just come in and leng. Literally. Leng. Like, yeah. There's nothing else you need to worry about at all. You can just roll in, bangers, shut it down. And bounce kind of thing. Like the hour is
easy.
It's easy. Like the hour's easy, man. And I don't really do hour sets. Like so, but for a guest set, it's 90 minutes or 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because an hour isn't enough. By the time I've got through the stress of setting up my Serato and a stand around the booth, like everyone's already got the gear in anyway.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm playing for a bit. Like, let me get comfy, do my thing. Like.
An hour set. 90 minutes has to be the minimum for me. I don't like an hour set because I'm just getting warmed up and now I've got to finish.
Well, yeah, after an
hour. I'm really just getting in the vibe and now, what do you mean I've got to stop? Like,
it's like through the summer, I do a lot of guest sets through summer when I'm traveling.
Yeah.
So, but outside of that all year, I'll do residencies and like I'll do little hour sets here and there. But then when it comes to the summer and I'm like, yo, what am I playing?
But even
like,
I've got to
narrow down all these bangers into an hour where I'm used to like going through the musical journey, spreading out the bangers, making sure every section of the night's getting a bit of magic and like it's all out there. But like with the hour, it's just literally.
But see, with mine, especially the summertime trips, bruv, I'm not getting on a plane and spending the entire day traveling to another country to do an hour set. No way. 2 hours, like give me 2 hours. When I do the international stuff, it's 2 hours straight.
Yeah, I was not long enough, man. Don't get me wrong. When it first happened, I was like, "Yo, hour set,
like,
an hour set."
What's the shortest set you've ever done?
You know, when Razor, the promoters booked like 95 DJs.
Yeah,
because they were all locked down the whole city, so you just booked every DJ in the land to be 10 people each. Bro, and then every man, you got one man come with a controller, next man with a Serato box, another man with an SL1 that's not compatible with an SL3, and then the next stand that don't fit behind the booth with another DJ that's got a next controller that can't fit in.
Like, me turning up with my turntables.
Bro, and the next guy with USB, but there's no data link to go from the deck to the deck, so they can't plug them in. I've done a couple of them back in the day, and it was like 20-30 minutes in that, but it just becomes a musical mess.
Yeah,
everyone's on there trying to get the 20-minute shine going.
That's
mad.
It. They just want a 20-minute shell.
It just hectic. Didn't work for me. And after doing a couple of them, I was like, no, I'm not in. I'm not in them. Like, you bought me for 90 minutes, 2 hours, or the full night, or I'm not really about it. The holiday ones are not too bad when you're abroad, because like, man, I'm in party mode. You've got a host. Someone's warming it up, doing what they're doing. You can just come in and leng and that, and go around enjoying. Enjoying that. I say leng means smash up the rave, by the way.
Shut down. Shell.
So yeah, man, like I don't mind it when I'm travelling too much, because obviously you're missioning around when you're gear travelling, you get to go do your hour, and all year you're slugging out these long residences. So
yeah,
it's
through the winter.
Yeah, man.
Harvesting.
That's what I mean, man. So it's like, it's a semi breath of fresh air, I think.
Yeah, it's got to be. For me, optimum time is between 90 minutes and 2 hours. I don't like...
Because for the first 10, you want to warm in.
I don't like one
I'm not jumping
sets.
On set and like, some DJs, come on, mic, da-da-da, da-da-da, drop the rhythm and it's straight in. I like to play one or two. I don't start with a hard banger. Like, very rarely. Depending, unless it's like a superpower hour thing and it's in like a rammed up 18 to 30s club in Malia full of like kids that are just going to go ham.
It depends. See, when I did that Mr. Litty for you and Young Bane came
Oh, yeah.
That was one where, like, I can't...
but you played...
Was it, who was it before
you didn't do an hour that night, though, did you? Did you do 2 hours that night? I think SB warmed up.
SB was SB. Just before me. Yeah,
that's my guy.
And then after him, that was... I grabbed the mic. Shillington Avenue.
You didn't... And I remember but you that was sick, I think, in the hotel room an hour before that.
Yeah, I know.
I remember that day. I was like, you think man paid to bring you all the way from Brighton to sit in the room and be sick?
I did not know if I was going to make it to the club.
I've just bought double up here, yeah? Put him up.
I was put
him,
up
put him and his wifey me. Up.
Oh, that was. But you know what?
I'm already joking.
As soon as the rum hit the system, I was all right again.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's one thing I like about guest sets, actually, is when I do a guest set somewhere, generally there's a hotel involved. I'm not driving. So that's when actually like the liquor comes out and I get to have a little rum and apple juice.
Yeah, you can't beat them ones, man.
Like,
can't beat them ones.
And the thing I do like about the hour long sets, having other DJs, especially if they're people that you know, because you can literally just turn the DJ booth to a little party.
Yeah, that's it. You can just catch a vibe.
Just drinking in there, a couple of you DJs in there. Like,
that's what I miss about Jam, man. Like, which is one of the club bands we used to have back in the day. It was like the DJs used to come there. It was a local brand. Clubs across the road from your crib.
Mm.
There's three DJs on the night. So the set split between three guys.
Yeah.
But it wasn't our thing. So everyone's got like two and a half hours each throughout the night. All the other DJs came after their sets. And that's what that became. It became like a hub
for
the DJs, man. And like you say, everyone could have a drink, catch a vibe and do it that way. And I do miss that a lot, man.
That's what I really enjoy about guest sets. And also that, listening to other people's sets. This is one thing about doing
the creative.
Doing the Mo Farah thing, man. When you're doing the six hour sets and you're on a residency, and if you're as active like 4 or 5 club shows a week, you might not get out to the clubs on your other two nights because it's a bit like a busman's holiday.
Yeah, that's
like,
me, you don't want
to. I've been in the club for 5 right nights. I don't want to go in the club tonight, especially if I'm not working there.
Exactly.
So doing that, you get to a stage, and I get to this stage when it gets to about March. All I've heard for the last 6 months is my own set. Just me.
That's when inside your head you feel like you've repeated it 100 times, not taking into account that these ravers ain't thinking like we are.
No, exactly.
Like, it's irrelevant to them.
So that's where doing the guest sets, I really enjoy them because I'll get to hear the other people DJ and, do you know what I mean? Like, hear what they're playing. And they might play something a little bit different that I think... It might give me an idea to play something. Oh, wow, yeah, I forgot about that. And that's reminding me about this and this and this. Do you know what I mean? It's inspiring.
Don't listen to other DJ sets because, like you say, when you play a lot on your own, travel on your own 4 or 5 nights a week, you're not really getting out on your night off.
Mm-hmm.
You need to, like, keep that creative vibe in your mind going, man. And when if I listen to another mix and it's fire or I hear a dope edit when I'm out, like, that inspires me to just be greater at what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, yo, okay, sick, I want to go and create some next, like... Like, it'll inspire me to do something else, do you know what I mean? Like, not just like, yo, that's dope, I'm going to go and bite that and do exactly the same thing. Like, that's not the way.
No, not at all.
100%, like, getting out and listening to other DJ sets.
Just inspiration.
I should do it more, man, but I'm like, you just said, you're playing out 3-4 nights a week, you get your nights off, and, like you're either with wifey or you've got a backlog of other stuff, or I'm working on other work, innit? Because, like, DJing's not my only job, so it's like, it becomes hard to just be out in the clubs.
Planning events, running events.
Exactly.
The fact that we're both videographers now as well, doing all the video stuff. The editing takes a lot of time.
All my spare time now goes on edits. Like, literally, like, my day job now has become editing.
Your day job now has become hashtag talkover.
And this. And then obviously DJ. But then trying to balance everything, the podcast, the videos, the DJ, you don't want to compromise it all.
Yeah.
So then, like, trying to get out and rave in the gaps becomes hard, but I definitely need to consciously make more of an effort to be more active.
I think it's a necessity, at least once a week. 100%. At least once every 2 weeks, I'd say, probably. And I don't do it enough.
I'm more like once a month, man, which is bad, but
yeah,
when you're in the club 4 or 5 nights a week anyway. It's
well, that's it. But you know what it is? When I have a time where I haven't played for a couple days and I hear someone else play, I come back and the next set I do is... proper shells, because I'm inspired, and I've got that energy back. Like, I was just in Amsterdam yesterday, and we went two nights in Amsterdam.
Some dope DJs in Amsterdam.
Bro, this is what I'm saying. DJs, and they're playing, even though, so big ups to Shocker B. We went out there, and we were in there. We both said the same thing. This one guy, I don't know his name. There was no consistency to his set. He was playing an old school tune. He was playing a reggaeton song. Then he would play a grime record. Then he would play a Dutch song. Then he would play like an Afro rap, like a Jay Huss, or he even played Lotto Boys. Then he would play an old school song. Then he would play a New Jack Swing song. And there was absolutely no fluidness to his set. Okay. It was so scatty, but bruv, it worked.
Yeah.
And what he was doing just worked. And it was inspiring, man. And it actually, like, I was listening to it. I even had to Shazam a couple of tunes because there was some Dutch, I don't even know if it's Dutch rap, Dutch Afro rap, Dutch reggaeton, whatever it could be called, whatever genre. They're playing some hard songs, and I was like, this would actually work in my set back home.
Well,
without going to that club.
Amsterdam, serious.
Do you know what I mean? Without going to that club, I never would have had that thought. So now, come and see me next week in the club. I've got some Dutch rap. Reggaeton. Dutch, like, Afro reggaeton, well, swing.
The same rap experience when we went France last year with me and Q. Me and Q went Switzerland, France.
Yeah.
Q did a gig in Lyon and, like, linging down the French hip hop and that. But it's wavy, bro. So, like, the promoter's like, shout out Score. Like, we was in the car on the way from Switzerland to Lyon. So it's not far, you can drive across the border and that. So we've done the drive, and he's like educating us on French hip hop on the way over. Posted a vlog about it. Bro, I have no idea what these men are saying, but it's hard. Like, that's enough for me. Like, so then obviously Q's gone to his set that night, he's got his info, couple lined up a couple of the French bangers, and like he's got on the mic and was like, done my thing, whatever, and dropped a little French hip hop song. Everyone's going mad. It's like, it's you'd be surprised what's going on out there, but until you go out there and hit these clubs and hit these spots, like, you're living in your own like imagination, innit?
Yeah,
you gotta open yourself up to all these different worlds. Everyone's got their own creative look on DJing and how to mix.
Yeah,
everyone's got their own flair, their own vibe. So if you take a little bit of everything, don't bite it, throw it all into a bit of yourself. Do you know what I mean? Just make yourself a better all rounder.
Yeah. Like, well, in this club, it was called Air in Amsterdam. Air.
Airport.
And it was far from it, mate. It was, there wasn't air in there. It was packed both nights. We were in there two nights in a row. And the DJs on the second night, the first night I think it was just an all-night guy, but the DJs on the second night all did an hour each. And I don't think, they weren't like special headliners. I think they were just local guys. Every set was different. Not one song was repeated twice, I don't think. And I was a bit wavy.
man, light double, come on.
But the energy was up all night, and I think that's where it benefits you. Like, if clubs were to have multiple DJs all doing an hour, like what you say, like with Jam, the energy was always up in Jam, and the, it's kind of, you keep each other on each other's toes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
we did.
You,
we
bounce
did
off each other. And
me and G2 used to do that a lot, like, through even at Q's Day. So it became like friendly competition.
Yeah.
So we, like, and that was why that residency was sick, because, like, he'd do like an hour, then I'd be like, okay, sick, all right, I'm gonna come on, I'm gonna come do my thing and that. But it was all like friendly competition, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we
both
came through together, both same age. But then he would get on and he'd be like, yo, I'm gonna show this guy, and like, he would do his thing, and I'd be like, and we did half an hour. But because we came through over the years, and then especially with Jam and Fusion, and we all started working together, we had years and years and years of like being on the circuit together, innit?
Yeah.
We knew each other as DJs, we knew how shit run, and we just knew how to like structure the night. So we knew whatever, like if someone was doing 10 till 12, they knew how to play the role. If someone was doing the main set, they knew how to light it up. If someone ended up getting the last set, like, we used to like pick out of a hat really and flip shit to pick who got the sets.
Yeah.
That's the way it used to run, because like some weeks someone wants to do the main set, next week someone might want a warm up. Do you know what I mean? So we used to keep it fair and do it like that, but it worked, man. We had the chemistry, bro. Like,
I think that's the only times where it will work, doing those kind of things. Mm-hmm. The DJs have to get along, and they have to,
yeah, 100%.
There has to be that competitive edge, otherwise you're just going to do a mediocre set.
Yeah,
and I perform better if, we were I, in know, there every if I know there's a DJ in the club, bro.
We were in there every week trying to prove ourselves, that's the to thing, each other, even though we were all homies and all new, we were all on it.
Yeah, like, but that's good though, because it gives you the edge. If I know a DJ's in the club, bruv,
Oh yeah, if you know, see, if you're doing your set and there's another DJ in there, then you just got like to up a little bit.
You gotta just put the extra seasoning on it.
You just gotta do the sorbet.
Yeah, exactly.
On the controller.
That's right.
You got to salt bay the control.
A little bit of extra seasoning. So if you come and see me and you're a DJ, you know you're getting the seasoning.
Bro.
I think I prefer, if I had to choose, my favorite things to do the whole night set. And in optimum situation, the crowd would be the perfect crowd. So, for example,
when you've got that crowd that you can just have eating out of,
just the people, exactly, the people that
they
want to hear.
They come on the journey with you, bro.
They want to hear. That's it.
Waiting for my song, or like these, they're with you. Like,
ideal scenario, yeah. I'm booked for the whole night, and there's a PA at 2:30 in the morning that everyone wants to see. And you know why they're the best ones? Because no one's leaving before
the PA comes
on. No one ain't
going nowhere, exactly.
So I can play what the fuck I want to play.
Yeah, that was the same again, man. When you got the PAs at jam,
exactly,
you knew that it was going to be extra.
No one's leaving before he comes on.
No way.
You can actually do a rubbish set and no one's leaving before he comes on. And I've heard people do that. But that's my favourite scenario.
I've got to agree with you, bro. I can't say that I prefer one of our sets, man. The whole night, all day. Like, you're in control. You can go on that journey. You can run through all these rhythms. You can play some left field stuff. You can maneuver around the genres. But obviously, you need the crowd, man. Like, if you're doing a long set and you've got a dead crowd, it just becomes a bit of a...
It's a
heartbreaker, man. It's a heartbreaker. Like, I'll be clock watching and that. Like, I won't be clock watching, like, but you know what I'm saying?
It happens,
it becomes a bit of a use, man. But it happens, like, you ain't going to get the perfect crowd. Like, it's impossible.
Yeah.
Like, it's always going to be a mixture. But yeah, full night sets, all day, mate.
Them 6-hour marathons.
You're about to chop it off then. Huh? I thought you were about to chop it off.
The end. No, there's another thing I wanted to ask you. I'm not sure if this just happens to me.
Come on.
Why do people get in the DJ box? Like, when you get on a bus, yeah? When you get on a bus, you sit on the driver's lap.
Whoa.
Just go and just get in your seat.
It's like going into
let
a
the
shop
driver
to
take
buy,
you.
Like, the newspaper. Oh, stand me on the toe with you there, mate, for 2 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, back in my restaurant. And
you
now
know
I,
exactly why people want to stand in the booth. It's
I mean, it's a rhetorical question. I know why, but it's weird.
It is weird.
Can I get a Snapchat? That's actually people. Can I come in there just for a quick snap? Why?
When you say no as well, they look at you in like disgust.
I'll put it on the club. Oh, I'm really sorry, but this is the only time I lie to people about this stuff. Yeah. If it's a request, I'm just like, no, don't have it. Don't like it. Won't play it. But
the club don't allow people in the booth.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really sorry, but. The management say, if you don't work here, you can't come in. Like,
Inkbar's got a sign up, mate. So all I have to do is point at the sign and say, read that. And it says, no groupies, no side chicks, and the mixer doesn't like to drink or something like that.
Is that what it says? Yeah, no groupies, no side chicks. I don't mind groupies and side chicks in the booth because they have a purpose.
I'm joking.
But,
oh, my God.
But, yeah, it's just a random... If it's people I know, then it's cool. And funnily enough, 9 times out of 10, the people I know don't just walk in the DJ booth.
Yeah, because they know.
They'll wait in the DJ booth and wait to get my attention. And then I'm like, come in. Like, what are you doing? Just come over. But then you see, like, just the random ones. Just they'll just come and stand in the DJ
booth. I feel like it's all, like, no offense, ladies, but it's always girls.
No, it's not always girls. No.
Off my personal experience, it's always women.
It's always about social media.
I don't get many guys, dude. It's not... I get it with, like, promoters of the nights. The guys are coming to the booth and do the thing, but they work for the brand. Like, it's not for me. Girls come up a lot. I'm like...
No, if you're staff...
Can I just stand in here for a minute? Can I stand in here for a minute, la? That was my Scouse accent. That was shocking.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
If you're staff, then it's cool. Do you know what I mean? If you know me, then there's no problem. If we've spoken or if we speak... There's no problem.
It's definitely a social media thing, bro.
It's if you are a complete stranger. And the thing is, I'm DJing, yeah? So, like, you might think, oh, you know what? I've seen that Talkover podcast.
Watch now when they see this.
I've seen the tour.
No one's coming to stand in the booth.
And DJ Double looks like he's a really nice guy. I want to have a conversation with him. That's not even happening. Because if I'm DJing, my girlfriend can be in the box with me and she even knows I'm not talking. It's because I'm DJing. So like, it's not even a point of, oh, I want to be near the DJ and talk to him. Because it's not happening because I'm DJing. Like, I think what people don't understand is we're at work. Do you know what I mean? And it's like,
because they're on it.
Because that's not their work. That's the opposite.
Yeah, they're surfing around the club, man. Like, they're just thinking we're in that environment. We're part of that. And they don't see our job as a serious job. They think we're just out there partying like they are.
I think, yeah, they
don't. To an extent, I guess.
No, I don't think they even consider it being a job because they're out, they're drunk and they're partying. Mm-hmm. They're doing the opposite of work. They're out relaxing on a Friday night.
I'm just going out and play music at night and like partying. I'm like, I wish it was that.
Yeah.
I wish I was just turning up every night partying and that's how it run. But trust me, you don't know the half of it, love.
But yeah, it's bizarre. It is a massive, mind you, even before social media, I used to get people wanting to do it.
It's nowadays. It's a floss thing, man. People want to come in the booth. They want to floss. They want to be on the gram. They want to be like, that's all I think it is, man.
Should we let them? Because I don't like it personally. I have an expensive laptop. I've got my own turntables in there. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I don't like anyone faffing around in my equipment.
No, well, this is the thing. I don't want to let you in because first you got a drink in your hand and you might get silly. Secondly, it's not a massive space. It's a DJ box and I want to just be in my zone. Does that make sense to you? Like?
Bro, I'm like, I don't like my space being invaded when I'm DJing. No. I don't like, if it's someone that I know, like you just said, cool, friends, homies, girls that you know, whatever, like, pop in, say hello.
Promoters, DJ. Staff, yeah, friends, exactly. Family,
but
club
I've never understood like the random shout, like when you don't know who they
if
are.
We've
like,
literally never met, yeah.
And I would feel a bit, if I wasn't a DJ, I'd feel a bit awkward just asking someone who I didn't know, like, oh, can I just come and stand in the booth kind of thing?
But it's weird. I feel
like an invasion of space in me. I like having, when I'm DJing, I like to have my space to do my thing. Like, let me do my thing in it. I'm kind of like you. I'm not a big talker when I'm DJing.
No.
I'm DJing.
That's the thing, and I'm not being rude to you because after the set, we can talk for hours. Let's go get the cheesy chips and sit down and talk for 2 hours. That's 100%. Cool.
After the rave, I'll talk all night.
Yeah.
Like, I normally spend time outside the club chatting to people. Like,
but when I'm DJing, I'm DJing.
Yeah.
It's weird because I just generally don't get it. When I'm out, if I'm out and I'm drunk, I will feel a certain way about, oh, I want to request a song, but I know the rules, so I'm not going to go and request a song because I know how much it's a pain.
Yeah, we know, but we can't.
I never get the urge to be like, oh, I want to go and get a quick Snapchat in the DJ box. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a different mentality. Like, the everyday raver is so far away from the life that we're living. So, like, a little floss on the Insta light is a thing for them, do you know what I mean? So, if man want to floss on the gram, let him do the thing in it. But you ain't gonna floss in my booth.
Not in my booth, son.
Not on my watch.